we continue with these great mysteries of the octave of the Epiphany of our Lord, which will end Sunday with its own celebration. We give thanks to God for this manifestation of the power of God in the little baby of Bethlehem. And of course, all good things are usually followed or coupled with evil. And we see here that the greatness of the manifestation of the birth of the Son of God and the Son of Man, Jesus Christ our Lord, also brings forth terrible emotions of hatred and actions of hatred against him. And of course, we celebrated on December 28th the horrible hatred of Herod, the insecure, false king of Israel, because he knew that Jesus was the real king. And he thus took the lives of every child, every boy child, in the area of Bethlehem, from the time of the apparition of the star to the wise men, the wise kings of Orient, which was about 2 years before, to that moment. And so all the little boys in that area of Bethlehem were put to death, which we celebrate on December the 28th. So evil always follows good. But always good conquers evil, even though it is not always easy to determine or easy to see or ascertain. So as we celebrate these days of the great Epiphany of the Son of God and the Son of Mary, we give thanks to God for all these wondrous gifts that he has given to us. And especially as we celebrate this holy year of salvation of 2025. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.